Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You.
And this we're going to be talking about the town.
I know. I just got a text from my friend Brian. He said, you're really like not doing talk of the town, I guess, not so much. So we just, you know, we go up on
the tangent. Independence is a huge town program.
There you go.
It shows what happens when people get together, whether it's through Project Independence
or
whatever.
Absolutely.
Right, yes, people bond, people meld, people have a good time, people experience, share experiences. So there,
so what
Brian.
Is Brian.
Oh, that was great. I love
in
it.
Trouble. So actually, Brian, we have a great program for the men, for you know, the men in the town called Romeo's, Retired Older Men Eating Out, and it's a social group. And if you're retired and looking for an informal social group, well, you've got to meet up with these guys. You bring your own lunch, you have some stimulating conversation and camaraderie, and it's just a great day. And I think, how long has this group been going?
The Romeos have been going on, it has to be since 2010.
Wow.
Yeah, 2010, 2011. And it's such a, you know, and the core group still meets and they get different, you know, members come in and out. But it's such an amazing group. And I love that, you know, they really, you know, they handle it themselves. There's no facilitator in the Romeos. And they always say, you know, we may think your idea is stupid, but the person is not. So I like their overall motto of it. So and top, I have, you know, I've sat into these groups and they can get heated, but everyone at the end of the day walks away as friends. And so there's not been any punches thrown yet.
Yeah,
so
not yet. No fights. No fights. And then we have this terrific St. Francis Hospital outreach bus that is...
That's been going on for years.
A long time. Free health screenings. We've got a whole bunch of dates. You can always call 311 to get those dates.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So they'll be... The first one will be June 4th. That's over at the Sid Jacobson JCC. On June 6th, it'll be over at the Great Neck Social Center. And June 13th, it'll be at Manhasset Valley Residence. And as Rebecca said, it's at different locations every month. But what I personally love about this St. Francis van is you do not need to make an appointment.
Right.
So I feel like it takes that, you know, burden off. If you are in the area and you walk in, you know, you can get on this and it's really just kind of a great baseline to just get checked out, whatever it is, get some resources. And what we also try to do at a lot of locations where it fits, we will also have the audiology van, which is the Millneck Hearing Center.
Oh, right.
So a lot of times at the Great Neck Social Center actually has had it the same day numerous times, Clint G. Martin Park. So we try to make kind of like a one-stop health, you know, checkup. And you do not need to make an appointment either for this audiology van. And you can get, I mean, a free hearing, a free screening. And they're all these air-conditioned, beautiful vans.
Right.
So I really recommend that you do it because there is no pressure, you know, with schlepping to a doctor or, you know, making that appointment. People get anxious. So
I would like to just read a lot of these programs and not give too much detail, just so people hear that, you know, we have the Blankets of Love, which we were discussing. Technology for the Terrified is coming
up. Which is all booked, I believe.
A caregiver.
Say that again.
The Technology for the Terrified classes we do, Barbara Melman, who's our volunteer, every month or so she has a different topic within this realm. But they literally book up so fast. So I believe this one, which is called Meet Siri, Alexa, and Google Home. I believe it is all booked up. But you can call 311 or 869-6311 to find out if it is, if there's any cancellations, or what future dates are, because people pour into these classes.
That's true. That's good to know. So 311 is the way to go, just in case it's filled up. You don't want to show up and not have a seat.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we really prefer that people call 311, even if it's just for questions. We have caregiver to a spouse support group. That's also 311 you can call to register. Senior talk groups, discussion groups, What Matters to You, a men's community group, exercise for balance. And I mean, you know, that's something that we talk about a lot, you know, exercise for balance. It's so important because so many people you know, their balance is off. It could be because of medication they're taking. It could be because of a current illness. Sometimes it's temporary. Sometimes it's permanent. So when you go to the exercise for balance, you kind of learn about the different reasons why people may, you know, may have balance issues. And it gives you a lot of tools, you know, to kind of help you through those times where you're feeling off balance and, you know, should you be driving? Should, you know, what exercises are
right? It actually makes me remember, which I don't know, Iris, if you remember, one of our very first Golden Nuggets on this radio show together was we had someone talking about this very topic. And she said, you know, when it was snowing outside, and how to penguin walk.
I learned that from Shari.
And I remembered it very well.
And you know,
how important it is. Yes.
And I use that technique to walking. For walking down the steps in my house because when you splay your feet this way, you have more foot on the steps.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, you know, it's those, and those are the kind of things you'll learn.
That's a Shari nugget, too.
That's right.
That's right. But you know something? I went to one of the first classes. I can't remember. A little gal, blonde, a nurse. She and Kelly.
Oh, it was a stepping on. That was one of the stepping on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I learned something from that I works every day. I had an extra banister put on one side of my staircase. In other words, there was always one. Now I have two because of that class, and it gives me a lot more confidence.
See, that's wonderful.
And I utilize it. So there's something to be gained. That was my golden nugget.
That's
from
right.
That.
See, because it's always some kind of thing to do, and especially it's so important because everyone has heard these horror stories of someone falling and they broke a hip, and then it snowballs.
And
into
once
this
that
whole
happens,
thing.
You know
it's
that,
very,
and your house isn't really accessible anymore. You're really in bad shape. If you can't get in your house, if you can't get in your restroom, if you can't get to your bedroom, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
Making the
but
home
you know
accessible.
What, but what is important though is to really, our social workers have resources, and through Project Independence, where we might not offer a direct service, we, have built this network of, different organizations that were able to kind of lead you in the right way.
Right.
Well, that's the ones who had put in the banister for me. All I did was pay for the material.
Yeah. Right. Excellent.
So
excellent.
That's what we love. That's what we absolutely like.
All right.
Hear.
So what's going on in the town other than what's the usual stuff? I know you have a whole bunch of flyers.
Yes.
And
so we also had on a couple of weeks ago the building department, Lauren Suma, who is the advocate. She came on talking about a bunch of different programs that are
coming. She has really reached out in the community to different services.
She's certainly all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really wonderful, these things. And I encourage everyone to go because they're having an educational series called What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home. And I think it's also something that, we're all about proactive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you might be downsizing or, looking to buy, it's good to go over these things. It's a free...
when is it?
It's a free... So the first one's going to be on June 13th. And that's over at the Hillside Public Library at 7 p.m. And on June 20th at the Manhasset Public Library. So those are the first 2 days they're doing. But I think it's great because you could hear from people who are, attending their questions. Sometimes it's things you wouldn't even think of. I mean, we laugh on the show all the time. There's things that need permits and that you would not even think, I mean, everyone's, hears, I want to buy a house, or I want to sell, and I couldn't sell it because I didn't have this.
It demystifies the
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
And there's so much in detail.
And you have, access to the people that know the information. So I really encourage everyone checks that out.
And they can always reach her.
Absolutely. You call 311 and you ask to speak to Lauren Suma, the building advocate, and they will transfer you over too. That's the beauty of 311 to kind of get in. And all those things. Also, what should be landing in homes hopefully within the next couple of weeks is the summer edition of the Pioneer newsletter. And it's really important that if you are not receiving it, to please call 311 and I can make sure you are on the list because we want to make sure everyone's getting
right,
it.
Right.
So this one is all summer focused. We have summer safety tips. From Kelly Steinman. We have an article about preventing dehydration, which is certainly, people here, speaking of horrors, the dehydration piece is really something that we, any age, it's so important to stay hydrated because once you kind of go over that, it's very hard to come
back. And you can
back.
Wind up in the hospital because you haven't had extra glasses of water.
You know what, though? We have like less than 2 minutes left. And I just want to say that everything that you've been talking about, Christina, from the newsletter to all the different programs and services that goes on, Christina kind of coordinates everything. So she's not just a radio show producer, that she has been for the close to 8 years now, but also everything that Project Independence does, it goes through Christina. So Christina is one of the names in our office that you hear all the time. Christina, Christina, where's this? What's this? And then everything, she gets all the information together, and it comes out looking like a beautiful newsletter, or it comes out looking like a press release or account. Everything she does is just so... you make all of us look good. So
thank you a lot. It's only fair.
But we're 1 minute left. I just want to thank also Iris for coming on today and being the co-host.
It's my pleasure.
Great having an honoree here. It's just fantastic.
She left her sash at home and her crown. Yes.
Of course, Victoria, the engineer, and Ryan, thank you guys so much. Janine Solero, the administrator, Dan Cox, the director of the radio station, Christina, Project Independence, our whole department, the town supervisor, the town board,
and you.
Thank me. Yes. Thank me.
She was just waiting for that build up.
Just go, please. Keep going.
And what's for lunch?
Listen, next week we have a great show. We talked about that, and I hope you have a great and a safe weekend. This has been Project Independence and You.